Bang Bang Talk Radio.
What a week.
The following is intended only for mature audience.
What's up? It's Friday, July 20th. Yes, Toku, this is live. It's Friday, July 20th, and just to prove to you that this is live, because Toku was yelling at me the other night in the chat room, you guys. He was, like, all flipped out that we've been taped all this week, and he couldn't quite handle all of that. So just to prove to you that this is a live show, because he was doubting me the other night, even though I confessed him that it was taped. The front page story as of this moment on CBSNews.com is many questions in the Colorado massacre. Yeah, so there you go. Karen is here, of course, and Jeffrey is here. And James is here because it's happy birthday, James. Girl, you're on assault. That girl's on assault. Calm down over there. She's not going to shoot somebody.
I'm on the sea salt.
She's on the sea salt.
Sea salt, bath salt, I'm on all the salt.
No, honey, sea salt is what they put on your feet, although my feet still haven't recovered from the pedicure.
Yay.
Oh, my God, I think I got cuts on my toes, that Chinese woman. Anyway.
Uh-oh. I saw
that's another story.
Y'all were fancy in Auburn.
No, I had, like, seaweeds or something. Jeffrey didn't even go. He bailed on us. He had to cook ziti or something.
Oh, well, yeah.
No, I was busy buying an outfit because with all the madness that went on trying to get ready for the weekend or for the wedding, like, I just did not have time. We were so behind. It was ridiculous. Where did everybody go?
Well, I thought there was more.
Yeah, we were waiting to hear the rest of it. So this is the thing. Okay, the question of all questions, because you know everybody, we've been kind of all MIA. You know, we wanted Jeffrey to enjoy his week, his wedding week, and do his thing. And so that kind of gave us all an opportunity to take a little bit of a break. And, you know, we need to know, like, how did everything go at the wedding? I mean, it's like such an exciting event. We've seen pictures. Everybody's seen the Facebook pages. I mean, it's all like, you know, we had the big fight before the wedding. It was like, oh. So, but from what I hear, everything was good. I mean, you guys look so happy and look so great. Everybody looked awesome. Katrina was there with you guys and spent the week with you. And, I mean, I'm so happy for you. If I haven't told you 100 times already.
I know, thank you. I know, it's where everybody else, you know, they haven't heard from us, but, like, they don't realize, like, we've been on the phone every day, multiple times a day. Like, starting, because now it's like, wedding's over, it's time to get ready for the reality show. Like,
right.
Go from one
reality
right to the other.
Every day. Right. No
yeah,
rest
do we have
for
a house
worry.
Yet?
Not yet, but I've got some options. I got some great options. We need to probably have a meeting to decide on what we're going to do. But I got two good possibilities. I'm trying to get us 2 to 3 possibilities, and then we can make a decision hopefully next week. So.
Okay. All right.
Crazy. Yeah. So take it away, Jeff. Give the audience the short version.
I don't even know where to begin.
Right. Is there a short? Hold on. How does the cooking go? Because this was the big thing that was on my mind, that you cooked for your own freaking wedding. How did that go?
Well, I ended up not really cooking. So I ended up working out very well. My friend Shannon cooked some stuff. My friend Candy made the meat tray that was supplied by her sub shop. You know, everybody pitched in. My friend Chad was amazing in the kitchen. Lori, who comes in the chat room often, she was there. Michelle was there. Eric, our bartender friend, made the sauce for me one day. My cousin Tyler made, like, the sausage, peppers, and onions. So everybody kind of did stuff. It was amazing to see everybody come together at the last minute, knowing everything that had gone on, or at least having bits and pieces of it.
Right.
You know, just to, like, come together and help us. So it was really, really great. The only thing I really had to do was actually put the ziti together the morning of, and then Joe's friends, and, you know, Christina, who was has been on the show many times. I can't thank her enough for all the work. She helped clean. Little Shan.
I know.
Did, right? I mean, everybody. Katrina, the day after the wedding, this bitch is in there with a vacuum, vacuuming up the place. Like, I mean, everybody. My mother busted her ass. Like, I mean, it really was. The photographer, Devin. Yeah, you can check her out. Please, please go. She travels. DevinRobley.com. Go check her website out. Amazing photographer. We had a lot of fun with her. It was a really good time. And somebody I just saw asked in the chat room if Karen. Yeah, Karen was going to be in the wedding, which will probably lead me into the next story. She couldn't make it. Thus begins the tale. So, as most of you listening last week, and for those of you just tuning in for the first time, you may have missed, not this past Monday, the Monday before, there was a little craziness going on with a bunch of bridesmaids' dresses. What nobody really knew, like there was some, obviously if you were listening, you know that Joe's mom called in and his two sisters, and it got really tense, to say the least.
Too soon.
Joe, Mike, keep your mouth shut, okay? Joe's sisters didn't get the dress and his cousin, or I guess that was the story we got on Sunday. Two of my girls didn't think they were going to have their dresses. We're trying to go get dresses made. I get a phone call from Joe. Dresses aren't going to be in for the family. So at this point, we're looking at like five girls not having the dress. So at that point, we're like, you know what? Whoever doesn't have the dress can't be in the wedding. And then, you know, like, I, after the decision was made, like, I kind of broke down. I was just crying, like, we can't do this, whatever. And they wanted to find a different dress. So we went and found a different dress. So my understanding on Monday morning was we were going to find another dress for the other girls because Katrina ended up getting her dress to get a different dress. So at this point, I think everything's fine. We're just going to get the different dresses. Everybody's happy. Everybody's going to be in the wedding. You know, we'll move on and move forward. So we got a different dress, and then problems kind of pursued to where we ended up on Monday. And I said all along, because there had been some problems with the wedding shower as well. But after Monday's show, the reason why I left the air early was because Joe was getting text messages from his mother. She was very embarrassed by this whole thing. She was very hurt by me. And she felt that we were...
That sounds horrible because I was the one who kind of was talking about it. You weren't really even saying much about it at this point. So I don't know how you got the blame.
It's really irrelevant. I mean,
right.
They felt that they were being bashed. So his mom decided to go ahead and text his family and tell them not to come to our wedding. And it kind of stayed that way for the whole week. And there were some pretty harsh things said about me. That I had it out for her family the whole time, which was kind of tough for me. You know, it was really difficult because I considered her like a mom.
Right.
We were out
You're
in Buffalo, and you guys have
never,
known, like, her and I were always together. So
yeah.
It was kind of a lot for me to process and take in. And the, you know, like, I don't even know where it went left. Like, I wasn't trying to bash anybody's family. I didn't feel that I did. I do not feel that I owe anybody an apology, and I'm not going to. Joe's mother, his sisters, and his father did end up showing to the wedding.
Good.
They did not go to the reception, but the rest of his family didn't. So, you know, that's kind of that. And it did, you know, it kind of put a dark cloud over the day. It was kind of always in the back of my head that they weren't there. They weren't at the reception. You know, it was a little rough. It was pretty rough, you know. But what are you going to do? And then here's the thing. Again, like, it wasn't just his family, because my family, what nobody took the time to find out from us was that it was coming from both sides. There was problems with my family going on. There was problems with his family going on. There was problems with dresses. There was problems with people getting fights in. Like, it was nuts all across the board. So it's just kind of one thing after another piled on top of us, and it was just kind of nuts. You know, my godmother decided not to show up. Which I kind of didn't notice till the reception. Like, I knew I didn't see her at the wedding, but I didn't see her at the reception either. And then I kind of got a story, got into a fight with my grandfather. I may or may not have told him to go fuck himself. You know, so it was kind of an experience. Like, you know.
That's an emotional freaking week. Like,
it,
wow.
It's just been so kind of crazy that by that point, like, I'm not putting up with your shit. You're not going to defend somebody that didn't show up to our wedding. Like, this is supposed to be our day. It would have been one thing if you text me or called me. But, you didn't do either. You just didn't show. And you're supposed to be my godmother. You already knew my godfather was pulling crap. So it was just, it was rough. And then, you know, my grandfather, you know, that's what he does. you know, whatever. That is what it is. But, I mean, after, with all that set aside, the amazing turnout that we had, especially for the ceremony, like, I did not think that many people would come to the ceremony. Like, that's always the boring part of the wedding. It's kind of crazy. And so many people showed up. So
right.
many. And it was kind of an amazing thing to see all those people. And, you know, most of them obviously knew me. And, some of them didn't even know Joe at all. But, you know, the ones that did, obviously, you know, they showed up because of us, for us, or for me, because they were happy for me. And it really was amazing to see all that.
And you know what? You've seen the pictures that you posted all weekend. I would have never even known that all of that was happening if I wasn't talking to you every day. And, like, we had, like, major sessions of,
I got a video.
Like, hey, I was making, you know, him pinky promise me over the phone that he would have fun. Like, forget all the drama. Have a good time. You only have one wedding. This is your day. You know, Katrina's there. I'm, like, telling Katrina, make him happy. Make him happy.
listen, I can only do so much, but I did take video.
Yeah.
I have documented the crazy. And there was a lot to document. So, I mean, that's why I'm late, because I was just, like, recuperating still. Let me fill you in on what's going on right now in my world. So I thought I was going to have a relaxing day today at the Hard Rock, and it turns out that some friends of mine that are twins, and they are pilots that I've flown all over the world with, and they are former Chippendale models, so they're hot, and they're crazy, and like I said, they're pilots, so that means alcoholic. They're here. I didn't know they were here, and they're here for a bachelor party. So it's like all of the craziness that me and Jeff just experienced is re-happening now as I was trying to come here and relax and recuperate from Mama's wedding. There's more craziness going on. And my friends, these beautiful men, showed up in Frederick's underwear, the elephant trunk style thong.
Nice.
Yeah, so there are going to be pictures. So just as I thought I was going to recuperate from your day and maybe diet since you stuffed me like a fat pig on a rotisserie, it gets worse. Yeah.
That's funny.
So it's crazy, and let me tell you. You know how everybody has those crazy relatives that you maybe don't want to introduce your friends to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a wedding, so sweet little mama had no choice but to introduce me. And let me tell you, I met some loonies. If you are listening right now and you are Jeffrey's relative and you're a lunatic, I love you.
Oh, my God.
It was so fun. Oh, my gosh. It was incredible, and I have video. I'm not joking. If I could figure out, if someone is in the chat room right now, please tell me how to post video from my iPhone to the unscripted Facebook page, because I don't know how, because I'm retarded. I can post pictures, but for some reason, I don't know how to post video. So if you could put that in the chat room right now, pretty please. You've got to see what I'm talking about.
I can totally give you a lesson in that, Kat.
Oh, please do. Please do, because you will all love what I got. And you can only imagine what happened when my little camera phone wasn't rolling. Crazy Aunt Rose, is that her name?
Yeah.
Crazy Aunt Rose, yes. Okay, we've heard about her, right? She was the one at the bridal shower with the titty popping out that I didn't even know, and she's crazy as all can be. Well, she was true to form, as wild as you could ever imagine, at the wedding, as it's happening. All the bridal party lines up. We're at this gorgeous wedding. Everybody's dressed. It's pretty. Everyone's looking sexy. It's a little hot, but we're looking good. We're rocking the sweat just right. And the groom shows up, and he looks so handsome. And then there's crazy Aunt Rose in the front row going, "What is the bride?" We're like,
what?
She's coming. She was screaming. Crazy Aunt Rose was screaming, "Where's the bride?
Where's the bride?
Where's the bride?"
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
It's completely quiet. Like, you could hear a pin drop because, you know, you hear the music, and you're waiting. It's that big moment, and it's quiet as can be. And then you've got this lunatic, God bless her heart, screaming, "Where's the bride?" It was so funny. I almost
priceless.
Peed my awful dress. It was so funny.
So,
and then,
so yes. Oh, go ahead. Finish your thought. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, and then, you know, little baby princess Izzy LaRue was there. And during the ceremony, in the middle of these beautiful vows, crazy Aunt Rose is screaming, "That dog needs water. The dog needs water. Someone get that dog some water. That dog is thirsty." We're like, really? It's this beautiful moment. It's sacred. And you're screaming about the dog.
I haven't seen the video yet where she was, like, talking or whatever, and she's, like, directly in my eye line in front of me, and she said something, and I acknowledged her existence, like, in the middle of everything. It was kind of like, "Hey, Rose!" And then,
you seriously
I wanted to kill them all, because we're standing up there, Joe's tearing up, and I'm like, oh, God. I hear my aunt in the back.
I was crying. Mm-hmm.
Everybody was crying. I'm like,
I was.
Oh.
It was beautiful.
All I hear is, like, coming from behind me, Joe's tearing up,
yep.
The person behind
yep.
him's tearing up. I'm like, oh, God, please don't let me have the ugly cry. Please don't let me have the ugly cry. Like, I was trying to hold it in so bad.
Hi, you didn't cry at all. Don't pull a Kim Kardashian. She cries so ugly, and she even acknowledges it and posts it on Instagram. She's like, "Oh, my ugly cry."
So
nice.
Did you cry at all?
Ugly
cry. Yep.
Yes. Did you cry at all?
No, I mean, I had tears in my eyes. Well, I mean, honestly, like, during the reception, like, I had a few breakdowns just because of, you know, the people not there and everything. It was just quick little, like, hubbubs, and then I ran back inside and pulled it back together and was like, "Yay! Lose shots." While we were getting ready at the house, the photographer's coming. She's taking pictures. Everybody's running around trying to get everything ready.
And
you know,
hold on. When you say everybody, give them a clue. There were like 20 people just in the bridal party alone, yeah?
Well,
how
we
many?
Were short a few.
Okay, so 10.
But yeah, close enough. Like, we'll round it up. I think it was like 17.
But that's a house full of at least 20 people scrambling to get ready. That's a lot.
Oh, there was definitely
was
more
working.
Than that, because there was people that
was
weren't in the wedding here. Because all of my friends, now that are working on the kitchen, at the same time we're trying to get ready, they're coming running out with trays of ziti and sauce.
Ew, so, oh, my God.
And they're, like, running through the girls with the bridesmaids. I had a bib on, or an apron.
He did. He had a full-on apron that was, like, from Cheers.
I got it in Cheers in Boston. We went to the mic. I didn't take that bitch off until it was time to get in the car to go to the ceremony, because the whole time I had the fishbowl with the red wine. Like, I was not playing.
True to form.
And then we get
beautiful.
To Mike's parents' house, and doesn't the crazy cat lady show up in a fucking burka?
Are you fucking kidding me? I posted pictures, everybody. It's on our Facebook page. The crazy cat lady, true to form, was crazy. Love you, bitch. And she shows up in a burka, head-to-toe black fabric with a little tiny slit for her eyeballs. And Miss Joyce, you know, Jeffrey's mom, I am her biggest fan, love her so much. She walks in the room and says, "Who the hell are you?" Dressed in a burka. And then she goes, oh, and because she's a lady, she says, oh, I apologize. What I meant to say was, who are you and what are you doing? It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I loved it so much because I now completely understand where Jeffrey gets it from. He is his mom. And she's classy. She's beautiful. But she will cut you with, I don't know, a spork if she has. He's not playing. Mama don't play. And, I mean, Mama's Mama Don't Play. She's the greatest. It was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, what you guys didn't know was underneath that burka, she was sporting like an AK-47. No, I'm just kidding.
And,
that's not a good day to talk about that.
Yeah, I know.
I would like to tell you what else she's sporting under there. I think she was sporting a thong made out of licorice.
Oh.
It's because she's wild. Well, Crazy Cat Lady, shout out, because you're nothing. I love you.
Wow.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience. Like, the messages I got, like, who was the bitch in the burqa? Like, you know, they're all like, I didn't know you had Muslim friends or whatever. You know, I'm like, I don't.
Listen, the thing is, you need someone like that in your corner because if shit goes down, she will bomb that motherfucker. I'm just saying.
Well, she did say
exactly.
She was going to do something crazy and outrageous, and she did it. And I honestly loved it. I thought it was a hoot. The fact that she went online and ordered a fucking burqa to come to my wedding.
She's not playing. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Awesome. Wow. It was so fun. But that just goes to show.
I didn't know that was the cat lady. Like, I've been looking at the pictures all week, and I didn't know that was the cat lady.
Well, I tried to tag her as I quote, the crazy cat lady.
Wow.
You know what? We need to start a Facebook fan page of the crazy cat lady. Anybody that's
for
a
real?
Fan of her can go like her page. We'll have to get on that. It definitely was. It was a trip and a half.
Wow.
It's nuts. And then the amount, like, for 3 days I couldn't keep my phone charged. I've never seen so many people post so many fucking photos of a wedding in my life. Don't get me wrong, I was flattered, but by the third day and my phone died within 2 hours of being awake, I'm like, will you stop posting the fucking pictures?
You can turn me a lunch off, you crazy. Anyone would have turned me alerts off. I know Madison was like the on-site reporter. Like, I knew everything that was going on by the minute because Madison was posting great pictures and posting, like, she was, like, giving me the play-by-play and didn't even realize he was doing it. Like, I was like, Madison, I love you. Because, you know, the whole while, I'm, like, calling Katrina. I'm texting Katrina. I'm like, what's happening? How are they married? How's it going? And then I'm, like, trying to call you. I talked to you that morning, and I was like, I just got to hear your voice. How are you feeling? Like, it was so hard to, like, be away from everything, but I was so happy for you. Like, it just seemed like such a fun week.
Well,
yeah.
You know, like, in true Michael and Kat fashion, when we're getting ready to, like, do the whole grand entrance into the club, you know, at the reception, these two bitches are off in La La Land doing shots of tequila or some such shit. And we're like, we're about to walk in. Where the hell are you? 2 minutes, two minutes. 15 minutes later, they're still not there.
Oh, man. Okay, listen. What happened was, you know, please hold. They are allowed bachelor party members. I'm trying to do a radio show. Yeah. Okay, so.
Oh, my God.
What happened was, it wasn't our fault because we were trying to get the video camera and battery. I had not known Ms. Madison Devine was going to be there taping the whole thing and that you're going to have 50,000 other videographers. So I thought I was being the good friend and being sweet and considerate by getting the not only camera but the charger. And phone chargers.
I would
wanted
just
to take
like to say, that camera ended up sitting on a table turned on for about an hour. So we have an hour's worth of just music and looking at a tablecloth because it didn't even get you.
So sorry. Well, what happened was I got my date a little topsy-turvy, wasted shit-faced, chocolate-wasted. My bad. I thought it could end. It's not my fault that he was an amateur. And so what had happened was he got a little wasted, and then his videographer skills were falling by the wayside. My bad. So sorry. It was a cucumber vodka. I'm so sorry. I had not known Auburn had not known cucumber vodka. My bad.
And I still have not gotten any. Like, I did not get to try any. I didn't even see the bottle.
It's not that good. I think it's in the back of Dale's truck if you need some. There may be a few slips left. I think I about chugged that bottle.
No, honey, you finished the whole thing. It's gone.
My bad.
I went back looking for it.
My bad.
Yikes.
Poor Michael. He pretty much missed the entire reception because Mama was a little drunk. He was a trip. And then what, the night before, oh, God, that was a hoot. We, Michael, I'm like, I don't even know. But just look at the photos, because we met some crazy dude that had a one-of-a-kind shirt, and that bitch was see-through. And that it was one-of-a-kind, it was mesh, and it was older than he was, and he was an anarchist. Nope, not an anarchist. He couldn't say it. He was an anarchist.
May I tell you about it? Yes, okay. No, hold on. What happened was, we were talking about the internet, and we were talking about how Mike and I signed up to do the online dating thing for, of course, show purposes only, wink, wink. And what was it? Cupid something?
Okay, Cupid.
OkCupid.com is the one that we did, and it was hilarious. So we were talking about that, and then all of a sudden we're like, hey, let's get on the internet and see who we can find. And that's what we did. We got on the internet. We found someone that had an absolutely beautiful abdomen and schlong, and we invited him over. So he comes over, and he was a complete train wreck. I guess what we should have done is look for face pictures and maybe an explanation of who the person was before we invited him over, but that's not what happened. We saw the schlong picture, and we're like, okay. He'll do. Come on over. And then this lunatic shows up in a see-through neck shirt, and as he's describing his shirt, that did not match his red trucker cap and his awful pants and his disgusting shoes. I posted a picture on our Facebook page. It's available. I also have video because it's too incredible to believe. Yeah, you will never, ever understand how amazing this person was as a train wreck.
Okay. No. He wasn't amazing. He was scared. Everybody freaked out except for Mike. We're like, Mike, you have to get this guy out of the house.
Okay, like, I have to tell you. Can I just tell you what he said when I was eavesdropping? He said, this is my tattoo shirt. You can see all my tattoos in it. And it's a classic. It's a one-of-a-kind. And we're like, oh, really? That's a one-of-a-kind net shirt? It's pretty amazing. He's like, it's an antique. It's so old. It's older than me. We're like, oh, really? How old's your shirt? And I think we did the math and decided it was around 30 years old, his see-through net shirt. And then he said, and I have this part of the video. Then there's more. It gets better. He says, this here is my dragon tattoo. And this here is my Chinese symbol tattoo. That means dragon tattoo. This is a Chinese symbol tattoo that means dragon tattoo. Oh my god! I got it on video, guys. So,
yeah,
like I said, please. Yeah, it was crazy. He was out of his mind. But
like,
that's
everybody was tweaking, and I'm like, Mike, get him out of the house. Get him out of the house. And Mike's like, we'll just go to his work car. Hang out with this guy. I'm like, no, Mike, you need to come in here because I can't leave you outside with this guy with the doors unlocked in my house because I'm afraid he's going to kill you and then kill us. Mike's like, no, he needs a friend. I can't leave him. And then I go out to smoke, and this guy's talking about, he's like, I had a hole in my head for 3 months before they stuffed my hole. I'm like, what?
Oh. Ouch.
Yeah, Mike decides to do charity on this dude and be nice to him for no good reason. At the cost of insanity.
He walks like two miles.
Well, honey, save it for the orphans. Save it for, people with diseases or something. You are a kind, kind feller, but save it for someone who really needs it. Because that guy is way more than your friend. He needs meds, like, seriously.
No, but the best part is, I don't know if you were there for this, Katrina. I got the inside scoop on where you can buy the salt. Apparently, they're sold.
Okay, me. Okay, and, I have an idea. Can I give my version and then you give yours?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Let Mike give his version, and then you give yours. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, Mike,
you go first. You go first.
Okay, so we were talking, and I think I, you know, got a very good understanding of how the healthcare system in Auburn works and what they pay for and what they don't pay for and how much this boy gets on his disability check. So I asked him about the bath salts, and if he'd ever tried them. He said, oh, yeah, I've been on the salts. They sell them in downtown Auburn. They come in a little container. Do you know they call it ladybug spray? I'm like, oh, really? Good stuff. So I know where to get the salt now. No, but that's all I really remember.
Let me cut to
Mike sending me text messages going, Karen, you know, everyone's being mean to this person. He's a human being. And I, you know, I can change the world. And I realized tonight that I'm a good person.
I want to change the world
with what I have to say in life. And I'm like, Mike, you can do anything you set your mind to. And I'm like, what is going on over there? Like, what the hell?
And Mitch got drunk and called for a trick. And what he got was a mental case that he had to, like, do therapy on. And then, Mike, I'm pretty sure Stefan's asking for your address next door because he's going to mail you an indecent exposure ticket.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Is it my turn?
I apologize for your house having to be locked because that was Listen, I was partly afraid. Go ahead, Kat.
Okay.
Yeah, Kat.
What happened was enter stage left. This lunatic in a see-through net shirt and a non-matching trucker's cap and awful clothing, and I think he was holding some gigantic beer that must have been like a big gulp size, like 60 ounces. It was the most ginormous beer I've ever seen. It was like cheap. It wasn't like a real beer name. It wasn't like Bud Light or Corona or Fat Tire or anything I'd ever heard of. It was called like Natty Light or something weird. And
the dollar store beer. The dollar store beer, right? The dollar store 40. Okay, we got it.
Okay. So this stranger with this even stranger drink, they go in the kitchen and they're chatting. And I was just so completely obsessed that I stalked them and I crept and I was eavesdropping like that rude neighbor of yours that's like 85 and just sits in front of the window all day. That was me. So I hear this guy saying, so are you anarchist? And Mike's like, I'm not sure. Yeah, are you an anarchist? And Mike's like, I don't know what that is. And then he goes, you know, like, I don't believe in the government. They're trying to hold me down. And then I think,
not the man.
I just say, anarchist. Are you an anarchist? Like, it was so crazy. So then
He had an accent.
Okay.
And he didn't know how to pronounce the word.
Katrina,
trying to sound
the
smart.
Best part
was
when the anarchist walks in the kitchen for the first time, and me and Big Cock are in there doing dishes trying to clean up the house. Mike walks in on his fucking high horse that he does. You know how he gets down. And this guy's like, get me a drink. Mike's like, well, what do you want? Mike grabs, it's called Pinnacle Vodka. It's, you know, it's not bottom shelf, but it's, like, in the middle. It's, like, just below, like, Smirnoff. And Mike's like, well, this isn't a high-class house. All we've got is this shit. And I'm sitting there like, this dude hasn't bathed in 3 days. Like, what?
Come on, he's not even wearing a whole shirt, so whatever.
Like, you're trying to take him to your work car and go hook up, and you're worried about my Pinnacle Vodka that he drank all of. Mike made him a drink. He's like, it's not strong enough. What are you trying to do to me? Like, are you kidding?
Oh, it gets better than that, because then what happened was, as I leave the kitchen after I hear anarchist, and I'm cracking up hysterically, me and Big Cock are standing on the side by the dining room laughing our little heads off. I creep back in, just in time to hear Mike's answer. He's entertaining this discussion and says, well, no, actually, I do support the government because I really do believe that it protects our rights. And as citizens of this great country of America, we actually do. And I was dying. I was like, really, dude, you're having an intellectual conversation.
I'm telling you, he sent me the most intellectual email that a drunk person has ever sent and was like, I want to change the world. So Mike was in Captain Save-A-Ho mode. Like, he was going to save his man from himself. He was like, I can change the world with my words. And they weren't being, you know, nice to him, but I was nice. And I'm going to, you know, I realize that I've got a way. So I'm telling you, he was in Captain Save-A-Ho mode.
And I would like to go back to my original statement, Mike, save for the orphans. That's awesome.
Save for the orphans.
They're probably more disease-free than that guy. Seriously.
It was a little scary. Mike, I really hope Big Cock gave you a magnum. He was passing them out like candy this weekend.
And party favors.
Ooh, Big Cock? Okay, tell everybody who Big Cock is, because you're just springing on a new character in all this, and nobody knows who he is.
Well,
we've talked about him before on the show.
I'm telling, he's charming, he's cute. His name is Brian. But we will just call him BC. And he's amazing. He's a little pot stirrer and condom supplier. What more do you need to know?
Hey, I love a guy who promotes safe sex.
Right?
For the large and in charge, since he was passing out magnums.
Now, what I heard was, word on the street, is that this guy is not a donkey, not ee-aw, but that he is hung like a Clydesdale. So, what does a Clydesdale sound like?
I don't know. What does a horse sound? What's a horse sound?
Why do you have barnyard noises down to a T, Katrina? That's what we do.
Because I'm a freak. I do what I got to do, but I get it done.
Do it one more time. Do it one more time. What does a horse sound like?
Oh, my God.
Yes, so
we've got a donkey and a horse on our show.
My day is ee-haw, ee-haw, and then, of course, BC, Big Cock, is me.
Which BC will be here he'll be here Tuesday, right? Mike, will you be here Monday?
I will be here Monday.
Okay, so BC will be here Tuesday because we got to introduce the world to BC.
We do because, you know,
invite him so we can meet him.
Absolutely. What our listeners, what you guys really need to understand is that besides a rigorous background check, here at Unscripted Radio, we do a front check, okay? So if you want to this show, or a me, or something better. Like, so what you got? Maybe a... Are you an
That's like, if you got that, you get, like, go ahead and pass go, get your $200, come on to the show.
All of that.
You're welcome.
All of that.
All of that.
Dude,
you get
all
out of jail
that.
For free. It's all good if you got a donkey or a BC.
Yep,
so
that's
who I met today, guys.
That's
who I met today, face-to-face.
Yeah.
Are we finished?
So,
yeah. Are we finished? Okay. Guess who I met today. Jeffrey knows who Jeffrey. Can't say.
Little Peen.
Huh?
Little Peen.
Little Peen? Who's that?
Yeah, he's always talking about how he's got a little peen. Well, he's always saying he's a grower, not a shower, and I'm sure somebody's going to be joining us soon that could probably reiterate this for us as she is his co-host. But it's exciting.
Yeah, I met Jake today, guys, for the first time. I think I'm the only one who's met Jake face-to-face, Jake Pentland. I went and visited him on my location scouting for the reality show because, you know, he's going to be on the reality show, obviously, because he's part of Unscripted. And we went to his soundstage. And he's a perfectly nice guy. Like, all that he does on the radio, like, when you meet him, he hugs you. He hugs when he meets you. He was like, no, we hug here. And
he's
like,
he's
going to
kill you. He's still going to kill you for blowing up his spot.
I don't care. He was perfectly, so accommodating. He's so sweet. But I will say this. He did say for me to call into his show because he wants to argue with me. Because last time we talked, we were, like, going at it. And he was like, call back in. I want to argue
because
with you.
Because you're the nice one, and he is, what's the right word, provocative.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would make for a good argument.
But I love him. I love Jake. I'm the biggest Jake Pentland fan now that I know him, you know, face to face. And I don't care if he gets mad. He's got a good side. He knows he does. He knows he's got a great side.
He's a shiznit. I like listening to his show. I'm scared to call him because I don't want to start a little something.
Yeah.
But I love listening.
Well, you all know I've been on a show, and we've gotten to some brouhahas with that Miss Peggy Howell from Napa there, you know, the National Advancement of the Fat Folks. God bless their hearts. The poor big bitch. She was like 63, 200 some odd pounds, like 5 foot. Like, you know, and she's trying to say I'm healthy as a horse. I'm like, that's because you ate one. Like, and, you know, I was just offended because as a fat person, I don't feel that I need somebody to protect my civil rights.
Yeah, that's just happened. Nasha, what's up?
Oh, my goodness.
Jake's show is definitely a riot. So if you guys are not checking it out, you must.
It is fun. I screened for him last Saturday, and it was a hoot.
Especially when his mother calls in and cusses him out. Like, I think that'll be Katrina and I's most favorite moment. It's Roseanne calling in.
That moment. I love it more than any. Go ahead.
Yeah, she's definitely a frequent caller, and she hates my guts and always cusses me out in the screening room. And I know she's not a big fan of his co-host, Jen, either.
Okay, I need to make an impression right now. And when she calls in and tells you to shut up and put her on, what does she say and what does she sound like? Go.
Go.
Who, me?
Yeah. I want to know how she sounds when she calls in.
I'm a bitch. I want to hear what she said. Tell everybody.
I mean, you know, she didn't know who I was or anything, but she called in and she's like, this is Jake's mother. Put me on air right now. And I was like, oh, hi, Roseanne, this is Jeffrey. I don't care who you are. Put me on air. Like, she was pissed. And then she got on. She told him he was an idiot. She told him and his friend that they was gay. They need to get off the radio and them pickets on women's female genitalia. And I'm like, well, what Roseanne didn't know is when Jake was doing that practice show, I was in the car with two of my lesbian friends, Shannon and Lisa. And they were talking about the chick that was all over the news at the time with the two vaginas. And the lesbians were rolling. I mean, it was hysterical, you know, like it just what it was. It was a conversation. It was meant to be funny and not to diss women. So it definitely was a hoop, but it pissed his mom off just a wee bit.
Well, and the best part is that he gave a disclaimer that he said he's not going to talk about it anymore and that he respects women and all this stuff that she clearly did not hear or did not acknowledge and then went on this, you know, futile rant, which was just amazing. Amazing.
Made us all warm and fuzzy inside for sure.
Yeah, I felt a little tickle.
She definitely has a way of doing that. I mean, and I'm pretty sure Katrina was very warm and fuzzy last weekend. I would just like to say, she can't hold a candle to my ass. I can outdrink that little skinny bitch under the table any day. And she's like, no. I drank more than you that one. No, bullshit. You a lightweight. Just admit it. Move on.
Okay. Well, I will tell you this.
I Katrina, 2.2 seconds. That's what I had heard.
Well, that's not exactly accurate. What had happened was I was hanging out with Mike Dre. And we had downed a bottle of cucumber vodka, effing cucumber, and then we downed a bottle of Ciroc coconut, and there were various other items available. And
it's amazing, I didn't puke. I didn't, though. I didn't puke.
Wow, I would have puked all over that place.
No, he held it in. And enter stage left, my Captain Save-A-Ho, because I was getting pounced on left and right by a bunch of unscrupulous characters. Jeffrey, how would you explain the people that were just miraculously there that were kind of like trying to get a little taste of Miss Titty? Give them a description.
Jeff?
Oh, me? Hello? Why do I got to keep giving descriptions? You're on
Facebook.
I got people.
To work. She put you to work on all her stories.
It was just a little traumatizing. Like, she was like fresh meat in Auburn, you know what I'm saying? Like, the boys.
It was just people coming out of the woodwork, and they were a little bit crazy. And I guess that everybody in Auburn listens to this show because I put it out there that, you know, I have my Power Ranger fetish. This is not news to anyone. And that if you want to have a chance with me, you need to shave your body from the neck down, be completely hairless like a chihuahua, and wrap yourself in fruit roll-ups, preferably red, so that you look like a Power Ranger, and then maybe I will be so, so
enamored
that I'll have to give it off. Oh, dear.
Uh-oh. See, here's the thing, Kat.
Uh-oh.
We actually have one of your co-conspirators that took you to the airport here on the line with you.
Ooh,
who,
oh, no.
Who's got a little scoop on you, bitch?
No. Kitty cat.
Who is
oh,
this?
Dear.
It's your favorite lesbian with the big old handful of boobies.
Oh, girl.
Girl, me
oh,
and Joey
okay.
Did a shot of tequila for you because we miss you.
Oh, I feel the love. I feel all fuzzy inside.
But when I throw up tomorrow, I'll think of you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's love. Okay, so I was just telling everybody, you know, about my fetish and my offer to the entire state of New York. Whoever shows up hairless and dressed in fruit roll-up might have a chance. Well, I did not think that everybody would show up to Jeffrey's wedding hairless and wrapped in fruit roll-up. I had not known. So, in my defense, there may or may not have been an Emmett that came to my rescue and was Prince Charming dressed in plaid.
I need to know how this may or may not Emmett rescued, how he was Captain Save-A-Ho. I need to detail.
Okay.
Play by play.
Okay. Captain Save-A-Ho.
The Captain Save-A-Ho. I need to know all about him.
Well, what happened was...
So, this is what we're going to do. We're gonna get Cass' version, and then we'll get Jeffrey and Christina's version after.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Okay, my version first. What happened was... I was actually a little taken aback and semi-frightened, which doesn't happen often, by the intrigue and, I guess, amazing response that I got to this challenge, and I was a little frightened by, you know, this small army of Power Ranger fruit roll-up people that showed up hairless to Jeffrey's wedding, and they were pouncing like I was chum, and these sharks were biting, and I mean, I'm a little person. There's not enough of me to go around. I can only be having so many bites. So what happened was, I said, hey, you sexy lumberjack mofo, get over here. And and we're going to scare off this army of fruit roll-up Power Rangers. And so maybe that had happened, and maybe I was happy about it. I'm just saying, maybe.
Okay, so Jeffrey, give me your version, Jeff.
I agree.
Thank you. Exactly. Exactly.
You paid him, Kat. That is not right. Jeffrey of all
she
time.
Got me some really nice. She got me some really nice wine glasses for her wedding. So I'm not fucking with
it.
I need more.
Okay, baby. Big kiss, what's the side of the story? Without naming names, what happened? Christina, are you in the building?
There may or may not have been alcohol involved. And all I know is that people showed up to this wedding assuming they were going to be somebody's date. And we're not being appropriate with the etiquette of buying your date alcohol. So there may or may not have been some previous planning when somebody looked at me and said, I want to get rid of him, but I want the brother. So when you say brother,
the lumberjack.
Brother with an A. I'm just assuming there is a African American friend around. But when she said the brother and did the eyebrows, I've been drinking, don't mind me right now, but when she did the eyebrows and looked across the room, and I'm like, oh, that's the brother, meaning lumberjack.
Meaning lumberjack, not a brother, but a brother of someone
exactly.
who was there.
But she found out he had
a brother.
She found out he had an axe, and they went to Disneyland.
Oh man!
Wow.
What is Disneyland? Is that better than Disneyland?
It's better than Disney World. That's all I'm saying.
It's like Disneyland. Wow.
Okay, now let me explain.
I
want
to go to Disneyland.
Everybody does. That's why my name is Disneyland. I am the happiest place on earth. Beyond. Everybody wants to go there.
Right. I had to give you that nickname, the happiest place on earth.
Oh,
Disneyland.
So, I've been drinking, and I just had me some Davalos tequila.
Brought to you by
the famous Miss Kitty Clinton.
Can I just say it? You can. May I ask you, do you have a mustache right now?
I don't, but I wish I did.
Oh, I'm very sad. I'm not talking about fat hair.
But
I'm talking about.
I did drink out of the blinged out bottle that I decorated for you.
Could you save some for me? I'm almost done here. And I would
we
like
me and Julie, we only had a
shot. There were two full bottles, a Blanco and an Añejo. So hopefully,
there's plenty.
Like, you could get a sip in. You could get a sip. But to explain the facile hair, the Davalos tequila brand has finger mustache tattoos. So you put the mustache on your finger, and then you put it up to your face, and you got a mustache, and it's the cutest thing ever.
I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I hate to cut this short, but we've had somebody hanging on the line for a little bit, and I don't have my doorbell. But we do got to bring this hoe to the show because we
bring
love
her.
Bring
her to the show.
We know her from Saturdays with Jake Patlin. It's his co-host, Jen.
Yay! Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I met Jake today, Jen.
You know what? He told me that today.
I'm so excited.
He told me there's
such a great person.
Isn't he nice? I haven't even met him myself, actually, but we talk often on the phone. So
yeah.
I think our first meeting will be for your reality
show.
Exactly.
Perfect. I can't wait. I know. I gave him the lowdown.
I know. I feel like I need to be the creepy stalker now just because he's portrayed it that way. So
he definitely does. He always says he's afraid.
I'll shave your whole body and show up in fruit roll-up.
With my big belly. My belly's about 7 months pregnant now. I think if I just lift up my shirt and say Jake's baby on there, that might do it.
I love it.
That's going to be great.
Jen,
we're gonna rub
you
your
have
belly
to wait until cameras are rolling to lift up that shirt and do that, because we need his facial expression on the reality show.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll definitely do it. I'll get a Sharpie so it lasts a few days, too. My husband will like that.
I'll get you a Davalos finger tattoo. I mean, just that in some of the pictures.
Or since Roseanne is not a fan of, I think, either one of us, Jake or I, but mostly me. So I think if I put maybe Granny's baby, she's Granny all her kids.
Oh, my God.
I have an idea.
Come and close our shit down, man.
What'd you say?
You should put on somewhere on your body a Sharpie tattoo that says Granny for President.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. I'm a fan of that lady, but I don't know. I'm not feminist enough, I think, is the problem.
Aww. Well, you're.
I don't bash men. I try to bash men when I can, but it's just hard. I'm raising boys.
I try to bang them when I can.
Hey, Jeff. Before I forget, congratulations, Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Jen.
Did you guys go on a honeymoon or anything?
No, we actually stayed home. We had people in all week, so we just kind of took the week off. And our honeymoon is actually going to be when we're filming the reality show. That way I can actually legally deduct my honeymoon as a tax.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, I'm a cheap.
We're going to give him a few hours alone.
You're not
going
to video. You won't video the honeymoon, right? That'll take
I will.
It to another level.
My fat ass is going on no camera. There will be no Jeffrey sex tape. If somebody's making a sex tape, it's going to be Mike and the mesh shirt guy. That's what how it's going to roll out.
Nice.
Oh, well, hold on, pause, guys. We're going to Morphicon. I might find a Power Ranger husband, and I might audition him on camera. Naked.
Mm-hmm. Do we have dates yet when we're meeting up? Or just sometime in August, or is there an actual date?
I will have a date for you, Jen, probably in the next week. Like, I'm working on that as we speak. We were, like, talking to Jake, talking to the other locations. So I will have a date for you in 1 week.
Awesome.
So, yeah, you
I will be there.
Yay!
And just remember
Stalker
to everybody
ready.
Listening, you can go to Unscripted Radio. Jen, I hope you remind your fandom that you guys have, because you've been having a huge following, I see. Go to unscriptedradio.com, /donate, Mike? And
yes,
you can send
absolutely.
In a donation to help fund this, because, frankly, I'm a big bitch, and my wardrobe is quite expensive. So give me your money. Money.
Yeah, we haven't got all the money yet. We're walking out on faith here, people. So if you got an extra $5, kick it our way. We need it.
I don't know if they have these back where you live, but out here we have a few places like Buffalo Exchange. Pretty awesome. That's where, yeah, it's
yeah.
my favorite place. You can get some good clothing there that's used, but it's not
right.
like
we
ghetto
can
used.
Donate some clothes
well,
and
here's
then
the
like
thing.
Get some clothes.
It's not
here's
ghetto
the thing.
Used.
I'm not exactly Mike, where I make fun of people's Pinnacle Vodka that they bought, but I'm not really trying to wear used clothing. It's just, like, you know, there's bed bugs, all those kind of things.
No, this is shit people born one time when you see it. You'll know. It's rich people land.
Yeah. The rich people
so
donate
Jen,
their clothes.
What the hell is going on tomorrow's show with you and Jake?
You know, it's been a little... nerve-wracking for me getting a hold of this girl, but she, I don't know how many of you watch Celebrity Rehab, but a few years ago, Jenny Ketchum was on there, and I absolutely loved her on this show, but she's even better now, but she's a former porn star, she was Penny Flame, and now she's at Becoming Jenny, and she basically just quit porn, it was her addiction, sex was her addiction, and she has a new, healthier lifestyle now.
I also have to have an addiction, that's probably my favorite one.
It seems the healthiest, but if you look at most porn stars, I would even bet to say all. They all have a sexual abuse history, and she does. And yeah, so she's just going to share her story. She didn't
wow.
give us an exact time. It's a little up in the air, like I said, so fingers crossed. We'll be talking about porn and non-porn. Maybe Fred Willard a bit, too. Oof.
Ew.
Mike, out of nowhere, he knows who that is.
Yeah, he knows
Wait,
the story,
Fred
right?
Willard,
right?
That's that old guy. He was on a bunch of shows from the WB and stuff.
You don't know
oh, yeah.
What happened, right? He just got caught
no.
and arrested in a porn theater out in L.A. Red-handed.
Yeah.
But
red-handed.
Yeah, he's
the best of us.
Yeah, he got caught in an L.A. porn theater with his piece in his hand, and he's got arrested for lewd act.
Oh, my God.
I love
78
that
years
piece.
Old. What'd you say?
He got caught with his piece in his hand. I love that.
Yeah, so that's pretty big news. It was yesterday or day before, so now, you know, with the news.
It's all over
news.
TV.
Yeah, the Colorado news kind of obviously... overshadowed them
right.
now.
Yeah.
But
right.
yeah, he's 78 though. I mean, when does
78?
This stop? I mean, as a married woman, I need to know when this stops, because I mean,
it doesn't obviously
forever. Yeah.
Wow. 78?
Yep.
He needs to be like, well, I don't know. He needs to be taking
yeah.
a nap or something at 78. Shit.
And
God.
Who goes to those theaters? No offense if any of you do, but ew. I mean.
Yeah. And there's all kinds of DNA germs lingering. There's all kinds of bed bugs, Jeff.
You know what? The perfect one to talk about this will be BC. He knows all about this kind of stuff. So on Tuesday, we can get the scoop from him. Just somebody remind me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to hear this group. I don't want everybody to hear BC's sober perspective of what happened. My bad. Guilty conscience.
Who's BC?
It's a friend of ours that's going to come and sit in on Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh, and then Tuesday, I forgot to tell you, guys, Sandy, who used to play Alpha 5 on the Power Rangers, will be calling in on Tuesday.
Hello. Still kind of huge. Breaking news.
Yeah, and then on Thursday, Daniel, who won our video promo contest, will be calling in and hosting. He's going to be running the show on Thursday. So we've got a pretty big
week.
Oh,
he can run it. He got so many viewers. My goodness. Kind of amazing.
16,000 people watched the promo video for Unscripted Radio.
Incredible.
So he is running the show Thursday, and it's going to be a pretty amazing week. So we got BC on Tuesday along with Sandy, who played Alpha 5, and then on Thursday, Daniel's taking over. Oh, and then Topher's going to be on Wednesday. So it's all crazy. It's all crazy. We got some business, though, that we need to handle, Mike, don't we? Since we've got everybody on the phone. Tomorrow
Get
is a very special day for one of our babies, our Unscripted Radio babies. He's actually running the screening room right now. We don't even know, we can't even put into words how much we love this guy. He was a fan of ours. He called in. We became friends. Next thing you know, Mr. James
is a recording artist.
He started recording songs for us. He wrote us a theme song, which we will be re-recording on a new track that we can actually play and not get sued. James is like one of our favorite people, and tomorrow is his birthday. So, everybody, let's sing it together. Uno, dos, tres.
Won't
Come on, if we all do it together, it's not going to be so hard. Let's sing for James. One, two, three.
I hear Karen first, then I hear Mike, then I hear Jeffrey, then I hear Kat, and this is like every single
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was terrible.
It was classic.
If the four of us are not 2% as good as you, but we try because
We love you, James. That's all. That's the whole sentiment. We just love you, and we hope you have an amazing birthday. And you are so special to us that we can't even articulate how much you mean to us.
Thank you. Oh, I love you guys. You're going to make me cry. I don't want to do that right now.
Lips, we love you.
We do.
Scream in the calls. Texting me something funny. You're a fabulous guy. And I hope you got laid on your date last weekend.
That did not go very well. I think I remember texting you saying, save me. Yeah, did not go very well.
What happened? Tell us. What happened?
It couldn't have been any worse than a guy with a mesh T-shirt.
No, it wasn't that bad. It was just really nothing to talk about. Like, it was very quiet.
Not a silence.
Not at all what I expected. Because, like, I've been talking to him for a couple of days, and we'd been texting nonstop. So it was just like, I thought when we got together, you know, we'd have a lot to talk about. No. Nothing was really said, and it was awkward, and I had to find a reason to leave. Like, no.
Did you get a phone party
tomorrow?
Well, at first I texted Jeffrey, and I was like, oh, my God, please save me, thinking that, you know, he'd call in from the radio show, and y'all would do something. But that was on the night that some stuff went down. So, but I ended up having another one. Like, I texted another one of my friends, and she called me, and she was like, hey, you know, I need you to come over now. Something's wrong. And I totally faked just so I could leave. It was bad.
Wow. And have you, like, never talked to him since? Like,
he's texted me a few times, and I've been like, oh, sorry, I'm at work. I'll text you when I get off, and then not texted him. So.
Oh, that has to hurt. Well, at least you got out of that one. I hope you get laid tomorrow. So, I'm just saying.
I do. You know, my whole thing is on my birthday. I just want to get a birthday kiss, you know. But that's like, I kind of want something else. I kind of want something
else.
I think if you say that, just that, you'll get your birthday kiss from anyone you ask.
That's why I invited Miss Katrina to come to Kansas City to help celebrate, but she said Kansas City can't handle her, so.
Auburn barely can.
Auburn tried to handle me, and I needed a Captain Save-A-Ho.
I'm not sure, Katrina. I think you tried to handle Auburn because you were struggling when that last day before this bitch got on a flight, we're floating in the pool, and she got handed a beer. You would have thought this bitch was handed a dead pig. I mean, it was the most fucked up thing you ever saw in your life. She's like,
I don't do
what
beer.
Is this?
Ew.
And what am I supposed to do with it? I might just put it in your mouth and blow.
I know.
That sounds dirty.
Sorry. Yeah.
But I'll definitely call it a rundown of my birthday and what all went down. Hopefully
you
something good happens.
You can do it, Katrina. You can disappear. Oh, no, something great will happen on your birthday because you're just a great person. It is what it is, James. Just prepare yourself for greatness.
Thank you. I will. Y'all complimenting me.
No, wait, James, how old are you going to be? Did I miss that?
I am going to be 24.
Wow, you're getting up there.
I know.
We wish you could come out to the reality show because it's going to be some drama, I'm sure. Seems like
you
every time something happens, we got drama.
Right. Sure, and it's like I have my vacation from work, and I took my vacation time's August 4th to the 14th. So if it works anytime between then, I'll totally try to come out.
It's 15th through the 22nd, the very next day.
Damn.
1 week too soon.
Damn. See, now, had I known that, I would have taken my vacation around that time. Granted, I probably wouldn't have had money to go, but still, like, I would have taken my vacation.
It's around the weekend of MorphaCon, so 15th through the 22nd is when we'll be filming. It'll be crazy. We're going to start filming the day you get off the plane. It's like, cameras are rolling, so.
Damn.
No rest for the weary.
I'd love to come, but I have to work, so.
That's okay. I'm sure we will Skype you. We will text message you. It'll be crazy. You'll get the play-by-play.
Yes, definitely keep me in the know. I would love to be a part of it if I could.
Yes, for sure.
That's the reality.
For sure. Oh, man. So what else? I mean, I don't even have a story as good as the wedding story.
Well, the only story that I've got is I know some folks were asking me about it last night in the chat room because they wanted me to tell them then, but I'm sure you guys saw the photos, like, and that's why we were a little delayed with the show getting started on Wednesday, I think it was. I had fire trucks showing up at my house. Like, it was all sorts of crazy drama.
Sure.
Yeah, because the building that I live in, if you've ever gone to college and lived in a college dorm, we have the same fire system. Like, it's a very sophisticated system where each unit has its own, you know, fire system, but then it's all linked together as part of the building security system. Well, there's a chef that lives on the first floor, and he apparently was making something. But what happens is, if the detectors start to go off in your apartment, it's limited to just your apartment. But if you open up your door into the hallway to try to air it out and the smoke goes into the hall, it then sets off the entire... It sets off, and yeah, like, legit, we have the loud, like, I was on the phone with someone, and he can tell you, we have the loud screeching sirens. And we've also got the strobe lights. I've got a strobe light in my living room and in my bedroom. So I about lost my crap because this was like the alarm goes off until the fire chief is able to come in and punch in the code into the main security panel. So we were standing outside for like a half an hour, 45 minutes in the rain.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Because
damn,
you can't.
I have to box him.
You guys, it's like literally just like at college. If you've ever been to college and you know how they do the fire drills at least once or twice a semester.
Oh, I know.
The alarms, yep, the alarms go off and you have to go stand outside of the building and you are not allowed back in until mm-hmm. they give you the all clear. It doesn't matter that it's a fire drill, you know. Just like here, it doesn't matter. Like, we all had to evacuate and go stand in the parking lot. Obviously, we knew there was no real fire. It was just smoke in the hallway. But, oh, it's ridiculous.
I'm better than a hot dog in the hallway.
Wow. Well, we're happy that you weren't in a real fire, because that would have been really horrible. And, yeah, so guys, excuse the tardiness of the show. You know, obviously... It was delayed by a fire, by a potential fire. So, but our fans are so great; they probably understood. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure they're good folks. You know, we gotta love them. But I don't know mm-hmm. why Mike's fire trucks and all that kind of gave me a flashback to something Katrina and I forgot to talk about, and Mike too,
what?
From the wedding.
What?
So, the Mike and Joe and I think, Katrina, weren't you there? You go to Mike's parents' house to go set
uh-huh.
up the chairs the night before the wedding, and
uh-huh.
I wasn't there, so one of you can take this because it was one of the best moments, I think, of the whole weekend.
Okay. So what happened? Mike, you want to tell us? Huh?
Yes.
Mike, tell them
yeah.
about Huck Finn.
Huck Finn?
There may be an industrial-sized pooper scooper or a tent involved.
Oh, God.
So,
yeah, oh, boy. So, apparently, you know, word didn't get around, I think we're talking about this, to all of Joe's family that they weren't going to the wedding.
Yep.
His long-lost Uncle Mike.
The mass text hit everybody.
Yeah, it didn't get everyone. The mass text didn't quite get to everybody. So we're out at my dad's house, and we're setting up chairs. For the ceremony. It was like on Friday or something. The ceremony was on
uh-huh.
Saturday. I don't remember. It was Saturday morning. I don't remember. But we were out there setting up chairs, getting everything set up. And this guy, first of all, like, he didn't even know we were going to be there. This guy rolls up in this, like, black VW Rabbit or something with orange rims. And he comes out. He's wearing a straw hat, and he's yelling. He's like, hello? Hello? And we're like, setting up chairs. We're like, hello? And I'm walking, like, who's this guy? And all of a sudden, Joe's like, Uncle Mike? This guy comes out, he's got, like, his dogs running around the yard. He thought my parents' house was, like, Joe and Jeffrey's house. And then when he didn't quite get that, he thought it was, like, Jeff's mom's house. So he was, like, getting ready to pitch a tent in my stepmom's backyard. And my stepmom is like, who is this guy? Get him out of here. He's freaking me out.
Oh, no.
He's also so worried because, you know, he had a pooper scooper, and then he went to Joe and Jeffrey's to pitch a tent in their backyard, which he did. And he was all worried he left the pooper scooper at my dad's house. And, you know, Mama is a little sensitive about smoking the doobie because, of course, there's the daycare. You know, he can't be having no electric drugs.
Oh, dear. Yes, please get to this part, please.
What did I forget? Oh, well, back up. I forgot something then.
Well, just the fact that we didn't even know he was coming. Like, we knew he was coming to the wedding, but apparently Joe's father was supposed to call and ask if it was okay that he camped out. We also didn't know that Joe's cousin, who I have to say, like, met her, loved her, can't wait, she's right in Boston, so the next time we visit Mikey, we're going to go hang out with her. She was coming, too, and she was going to sleep in the tent. It's, like, 30 degrees, and there's this big-ass dog. The poor girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had no clue. No clue this dude was coming. None.
Yeah, okay, besides that, may I just give a little faction report. Crazy
yeah.
uncle, I call him Huck Finn because he shows up shirtless in a pair of really tight cut-off jean shorts just above the knee. He was wearing a straw hat carrying a Rolling Rock beer, and he looked like he needed to have a fishing pole in his hand. I called him Huck Finn because
Forget the industrial-sized garbage bag full of vegetables from his garden.
Yes, he brought his own veggies.
Lord.
and a doobie that he lit up and smoked in the middle of the dining room in front of everyone, including the king of narcotics of the police department, right there in the room. Doesn't ask anybody, doesn't say a word, but just lights up a big-ass joint, just starts going to town on it during the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah. You know, I the only thing that was saving grace about that particular moment was Jeffrey had to go to take one of his other friends home because he had been a little overserved and got a little grabby with Miss Kitty. So Jeffrey wasn't there, but he comes home, and we're all like, I think I have this on video, because Joe comes running up to Jeff and the Beetle, and I'm chasing
the
camera.
No, it was you. You came running up to me and the Beetle, and he's got the fucking camera in my face with the light right in my fucking eyeballs, like he's TMZ or some such shit. How do you feel about Uncle Mike lighting up a doobie in the middle of the dining room with the cops standing right there? And the best part is my aunt didn't even realize what he was doing. He's like, you got a lighter? And didn't this bitch give him a lighter?
Oh, my God. She didn't smell it?
I think
no, she didn't know
what he's doing.
My mother was
together,
in there. I mean, everybody. It was definitely.
She was horrified. We were all horrified. We were shocked.
But you know what? Uncle, you know, he doesn't mean any harm. He's one of the sweetest guys you'll ever meet. Like, he's
everybody
such a great guy.
Him. Everybody loved
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
he
he's an amazing guy.
He
truly is. Like, he is such a hoot. He cracks me up every time I'm around him. And, you know, he didn't care nothing. And he did end up, I believe, hearing what had happened. You know, and he didn't say a word, and he was happy to be here, and he stayed for the wedding, and he was a lot of fun.
He was so high. He was so fun. And, I mean, he's a herbalist. No hate. Can't hate on that.
See, Karen, you missed a lot.
I did. And I'm just
you
like,
missed a little puff pass. You missed some fruit roll-up, man. You missed the
all
blood
I know
up.
Is when we say action, we better have this much drama in front of the camera.
Well, look, Miss Karen,
only if there's a sexy lumberjack around.
Hey,
look,
that
only if there's a few bottles of cucumber vodka, then I'll tell you how I really
that
feel.
It's already bought. It's already bought.
Mikey,
don't worry, bitch.
I will make sure I buy a couple cases of that just to keep you going because we are going to put Jersey Shore off the map.
Hey. I mean, I'm excited.
I'm ready for you guys. Matter of fact,
I don't think you're ready. You ain't getting your security deposit.
So.
Listen, you're not getting your security deposit back. That's all I'm saying.
There's
Damn.
No way.
Wait,
yeah,
what?
No.
Wait,
I am
what?
Trying so hard to get into Jeffrey's family that I am going to invite the brother here and roofing him and take him to a drive-thru chapel, and it's going down, I'm just saying. He
oh,
said he has
I
no
just
problem.
I tell you, my mother from the chat room says she misses you and loves you.
No, I love her.
Joyce.
I love her.
I hate that I've been
I'm trying to make
yet.
It official, Joyce. I'm going to drug your son and take him to a drive-thru chapel in Vegas. Hope you don't mind.
As long as he can be there, I think he'll be fine with it.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
You can be in the back seat.
She's talking about not going to Montana so she can take vacation and stay at Katrina's house. I mean, this bitch.
I'm
telling you, every day.
Completely okay with that. I love her. Love, 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 love her. Love Montana.
Okay, so Katrina, her and her father are now invited to Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, and all of the rest of the holidays during the year, Ramadan, whatever you do. You know, so...
That would be for the crazy cat lady. Just saying.
Yeah, it's definitely an aspirance.
Well, I'm excited, yes. Please come to Vegas. Come one, come all. If your last name is Emma, you're invited.
Oh, man. I can't wait to meet all these people. Like, we're already trying to figure out a trip for me to get to Auburn just so I can catch up and meet everybody.
I know.
Man.
What the hell are we talking about? Oh, Miss Madison's benefit.
Yes, Miss Madison's benefit. We're trying to figure that out so I can come and meet Miss Madison and meet
and
Mama.
And the only way Madison has begged me to do drag again, and I am saying the only way I'm doing it is if you and Kat make it to this benefit and we do a group number.
Oh, I'll do it all day, every day. You know I'm all over the stage. That's something I can do.
We'll see whose weave is better. Y'all weaves or my weave. That's what I'm going to say, okay?
Banging, because I just bought my hair. I'm telling y'all, I got, like, all kinds of hair from Mr. Keone, who is our...
Love him.
Yeah, I bought it by the boatload. Like, I'm so all over the weave. I can't wait. I just can't wait. So, Miss Joyce, you get ready for me. I'm going to be there soon. You got to meet your other daughter.
I'm sure, too, by the end of the 4 days or whatever, 5 days, whatever, however the hell long yes. Katrina was here, you'll be bitching that you gained 10 pounds, too.
Right. I'll be I'm the black chicken daughter.
I'm not even kidding. I'm not.
You got a little brown daughter, too, Miss Joyce.
I know. My mother's going to have to learn how to cook with some spices. You know, God bless her heart.
I'll teach her. You know I know how to cook, so I'll teach her how to make some soul food and some Mexican food. I come bearing gifts. I can make Mexican food and soul food. Y'all are going to gain like 30 pounds.
And I just want to say, Nate in the chat room is asking if we're live now. If this is not a clue enough for you, you probably shouldn't be in the chat room. I'm just saying. I say it with love.
You might want to leave. You might want to leave. By the way, guys, I just emailed you more pictures and the link to the possible house that we may be shooting at. So take a little look-see.
Fantastic. Will do. You know, I've got like a herd of lesbians waiting for me in the dining room. It's kind of insane.
I may or may not have just gotten a text message from the brother.
The lumberjack?
Oh.
Yep.
I dare you to read it. I dare you to tell us what he said.
Doing it, but I will tell you this. There is nothing sexier than a man that can pick you up with one hand and carry you all the way up the stairs.
Oh, boy.
Was it by your hair or by your ass? Or by both? I want intimate details, and I'm not getting them.
There was foot by the foot involved, and let me tell you, 3 feet was almost not enough.
Oh! I can't wait to see my mother's response in the chat room to that.
I know, I'm like, your mom is online.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Let me just tell you, if a mother could be DTF, Joyce is it. If she could have pushed these two together.
I'm dying of embarrassment right now. My face is permanently red.
My mother loved it. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I'm good, bitch. I'm almost done. They 7 minutes and 12 seconds left, okay?
Right? Like.
No, it ends at 10:30 on Friday.
No kidding. We do have
trains. Oh, this bitch.
They need to get together.
Kitty, you need to come over here and control your girlfriend. Yeah, you need to come control Cantaloupe Tits McGee over here.
Tell her she can call in and then just talk for 7 minutes and you'll be done.
Nothing. She ain't saying nothing.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. I see this going south.
Yeah, true. But, yeah, wait, I'm really sad that we got off by the fruit by the foot. My mother did say no worries, as she loves Katrina. And my mother, I think at this point we all know, will do anything for Katrina.
Yep. Oh, I love your mom so much.
She'll get her some dolphins because we know Katrina loves the blowhole almost as much as my mother. I mean,
did Joyce ever find her dolphins? Did Joyce find her dolphins? I'm very concerned about this.
She did, and I showed up the next day to violate them. Okay, let's give them a little background. They have a gorgeous, gorgeous pool, and these most fabulous dolphins that stand up in the water and they dance and they're so cute and I love them and I've been trying to steal them. And I hid them just to see how she would react, and she didn't like it. So I did not actually steal them, although I tried.
Honey, that's because they couldn't fit in your 15 fucking bags of luggage that weighed more than I did.
Now listen, okay,
for one week.
I tried to bribe the brother
to steal them for me, and he was going to. He was on board, and he said that he was going to wait till she went to sleep, and then he was going to steal them for me. But then I said, perfect, because then she'll be mad at you and not me when she discovers they're missing. And said, oh, no, I need a better plan. So I kind of shot myself with that one. My
yeah,
bad.
Because he'll never make it back to the mountains because my mother will cap his ass. Like, she will not play because those dolphins are her fucking pride and joy. I don't really understand.
I love them. They're so cute. They're the coolest things I've ever seen. They
no,
are just like, when you go...
Was
yeah,
after you left,
like,
her taking a picture in the pool in the same pose, trying to be in the same pose, you were in with the damn dolphins and being like,
right.
Yes, yes, send this to Katrina. Tell her I said, ha, ha. I'm like, ma.
It was perfect. It was the cutest thing ever, and I absolutely loved it. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Mm-hmm. It's all about that damn blowhole.
Listen, I'm going to do whatever I can to be a part of the family, okay? If I have to drug your brother... then so be it. He's going to get roofied, and there will be a drive-thru chapel, and it might be Elvis. That
I wonder if my grandmother will give you another MacBook Pro.
That would be great. I mean, and I really hope that crazy Aunt Rose, when she finds out about it, forgets all about it, talks about it, and says crazy stuff, and maybe a titty will pop out, because that would be amazing.
That dog's going to die. That dog needs water.
It was so priceless. It was amazing. Yeah, no, I love your whole family. I'm willing to go the distance to be a part of it. I'm just saying.
Could you imagine Katrina being my sister-in-law? Like, this would be fucking bad. Like, could you imagine
oh,
the holidays? Especially if I got skinny again. We'd probably never have clothes on. We'd always be hammered. Like, my mother would... Oh, man.
Forget about it. It would be amazing.
I know.
That is fun. Katrina as your sister-in-law. I love it.
Could you imagine?
I think it needs to happen. I'm pretty sure.
Because I'm the one who got Katrina to come on the show.
I know.
It's all your fault. I hope you're proud of yourself.
I'm so proud.
I think Karen would have to be the maid of honor because she introduced you to me, who introduced you to my brother.
Right,
yeah,
you're the best man,
she,
and I'm the maid of honor, right?
And
that
you have
sense.
To wear, you have to wear a spandex yellow dress.
Nice, I like it.
That's gonna be the infamous bridesmaid dress, and we're gonna have another friend.
Right, and we'll burn it on the reality show on camera. I mean, I don't even like yellow, but you know I love me some spandex. I think it needs to happen.
Tell me how Joyce just put, love to have you a part of our family, to Katrina.
Right.
What in gay hell?
Oh, Jeffrey, you're getting voted out.
Now we just have to convince the brother. And then we're good.
I don't think Nick would say no.
Right.
Listen, I don't think he'd say no. I'm just saying. And if not, Katrina, if you can't get in through Nick, there's always, Cousin Dale.
Listen.
Well, there is another brother, but we don't really talk about him. He's a middle child, a poor bastard. I know.
Dale is a sweetheart, and I'm going to hook Dale up with one of my supermodel girlfriends. I'm going to find the horniest one and hand her off to him because he deserves it.
I know.
Dale is a sweetie.
He's definitely distraught. He was trying so hard, so very hard to impress you. He really did. It was kind of
I
weird.
Love Dale. He is impressive. And I'm going to hook him up with a hot, sexy, rich, horny bitch. And he will have all of his dreams come true because he deserves it.
That's great.
Love, Dale.
I love you.
Yeah, I share
the love. Anybody that can up with rich, horny bitches, that's great.
Yeah, sexy ones. Rich, sexy, horny bitches.
You are
right.
Probably
yeah.
going to make the lesbians mad. You know, Christina.
Right.
They will be at the...
breaking heart, Christina.
They will be at the bachelorette party. So there will be lots of love going on. So the lesbian will be taken care of. Don't you worry.
Well, kids, guess what? that's it for tonight. We're out of time. We got to go. So make sure you tune in to, I know, I'm sorry, but we got to go. I have to go. There's lesbians. Jake's show tomorrow, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you check that out. I can't remember what Jake's name, but hopefully she'll be on Jake's show. Make sure you go to unscriptedradio.com/donate and send us your money because we need it and we love you.
Please,
please donate. Yeah, and
we got
dolphins to buy and another wedding to fund.
I gotta
wear a yellow
next dress.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.
And enjoy the radio.
Radio, you're guilty of pleasure.
Ooh, so sexual.
Extremely sexual.
Happy birthday, James.